Coast Radio News for Friday, December 6th, 2019. I'm George Henry. Wintertime is a concern of firefighters. Winter fires increase with cold weather as people begin to heat up their homes with heaters, fireplaces, and portable heaters. Tony Miller, the fire prevention captain with Sayusaw Valley Fire and Rescue, say dangers exist in the home and safety needs to be the first thought when warming your house.
A lot of people just don't realize that you need to keep fire safe in mind and know that portable heaters, for instance, if you plug them into an extension cord, can overload an extension cord. They're designed to be specifically plugged directly into an outlet.
Miller says fire dangers can exist from fireplaces or electrical sources, but other dangers exist too, such as carbon monoxide.
You can't smell it. You can't taste it. You don't even know it's there. The next thing you know, you just get tired and you can fall asleep and you can succumb to that.
Always keep areas well ventilated and be careful with things like warming up your car in your garage. Over the past 15 years, the state of Oregon has gone from 45th in the union in tourism to the number 3 spot with a healthy $11 billion industry. Travel Oregon has had a big part in creating the buzz and bringing tourists in. The Oregon coast has become known as one of the favorite coastal destinations in the country, according to the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bettina Hannigan. Next Monday and Tuesday, Travel Oregon will be visiting Florence for their regular meeting. Hannigan says she has a 10-minute presentation planned for the group, expounding the uniqueness of the Florence area. Lane County is different from Lincoln and Coos counties in that we have only one coastal outlet, whereas Lincoln consists of Lincoln City, Waldport, Newport, and Yahats. Coos County has Coos Bay, Charleston, and Bandon. If you're planning on attending the tree lighting tomorrow in Old Town, you should probably dress for wet weather. The National Weather Service is calling for rain throughout the day tomorrow, but that shouldn't dampen the festivities. Santa will arrive at 3:30, and there will be hay rides and treats. Mayor Joe Henry will turn on the lights at 5:30. This evening through Sunday, the Holly Jolly Follies will be at the Florence Event Center. The annual event is put on by Crow and features members of the community in song, dance, and skits geared for the holiday seasons. This year's theme is Finding Joy. The program begins at 7 p.m. this evening with a Saturday showing at 7 and a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the FEC box office or online at eventcenter.org. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, December 6th, 2019.